especially formed when the war broke out, for the war, casualties and helps. I really was not there very long, maybe 8 months or something. And the head doctor of the sanatorium was a Canadian from Nova Scotia, and his name was Laurie. I think it was his last name, Laurie. It was New Year's Eve. We all needed to dress on our nationalities. And of course, I really didn't have, I did have brooches or something, but I was here. I didn't have the skirt and so, but I have the vest and the national dress. And then each needed to perform something. I could recite poetry or whatever, but more in my national language. And I decided to read poems and cards. I do read poems. And since I was reading the doctor's palm, and he said, Ilda, you should go to Canada. I said, oh, doctor, if you arrange, I will be there, you know, jokingly, because I was planning to go to England. My sister was already, for 2 years already in England, the second year in England. And in Canada, they only took domestic. I need to come as a domestic for 1 year, but I'm also a member of British Red Cross, so the door opens for me partway already on the count. I asked for Edmonton because my lady friend's husband was already here. The day when, in the morning, the day when we landed in Halifax, I saw icebergs, and I saw from distance green, what I had seen only in postcards, this particular green. Maybe other people would not be affected, but me as a painter, I couldn't believe this fantastic blue sky and this so green that it could not be real. And then slowly the land came, and when we landed in Halifax, in the harbor, my first words when I came on the ship to come down the plank, I said, I am home.